Memories of Hawaii. Plantation where dark green leaves and golden fruit, alternating with rows of red soil, clothe the valley in a garment that matches the striped calico dress of a native girl. Happy, carefree children tobogganing down a grassy slope on broad banana leaves, while across the waters can be seen the smoke of a tramp steamer that is heading for foreign ports. Fascinating Hawaii. Chinese jewelry store displaying exquisite carved jade. A Japanese market with queer-looking food for sale. An East Indian bazaar with fine old tapestries that tempt the antique lover. And a native curio shop selling silk leis and hula dolls to visitors. Street scene in Honolulu.
Tommy, Tommy, the lady and he make a evil holla.
Don't leave, don't leave.
In the ancient days of the honored hula, when the dance was a religious ceremony performed without thought of compensation other than the smile of the gods, temples were built and altars erected to the patron goddess of the dance and decorated with fragrant garlands. I see a hula skirt swaying gracefully on a beach beneath the stars. I hear the merry rattle of a feather-bedecked gourd, the dull booming of a calabash. I remember the flash of her smile as she danced, and I long to return. Traffic officer seated comfortably beneath an umbrella, lazily directing traffic. Streets with names the visitor can't pronounce. Native girls sauntering along with bright-hued flowers tucked in their jet-black hair. The Aloha Tower standing proudly on the waterfront, beckoning ships from the seven seas to visit her paradise island. Memories of Hawaii. Aloha.